What I particularly enjoy about the Rain and the Ho is the nighttime, where you hike up the Ho River Trail, just a short distance of about a quarter mile, at night. Then you turn off your headlamp and notice that you can still detect the presence of everything around you, the distance, the dimensions of the bushes, where the logs are, where the moss is, everything. But if you turn on your headlamp and look around, it's really cool. The rain doesn't fall once in the Ho. It actually hits the tree and then it goes from bough to bough. It has a long ways to go to get down, so each raindrop that starts in the sky has about, easily 7 or 8 different sounds to play as it descends. And then when it finally leaks into the ground, there you'll see the ferns and the fern fronds, and how it's as if the keys of a piano are magically playing without fingers attached to them. Yeah, this is fairyland.